Protesters rallied in Elizabeth City, North Carolina, after Passwatank County District Attorney Andrew Womble announced his decision to not charge three sheriff's deputies in the shooting death of Andrew Brown Jr.
After reviewing the investigation conducted by the North Carolina State Bureau of Investigation, Mr. Brown's death, while tragic, was justified because Mr. Brown's actions caused three deputies with the Passwatank County Sheriff's Office to reasonably believe it was necessary to use deadly force to protect themselves and others.
Womble says six sheriff's deputies arrived to serve a search and arrest warrant on Brown for selling cocaine and heroin laced with fentanyl when he evaded police in his car. Showing photos and the body camera footage from four separate officers, Womble acknowledged Brown wasn't armed with guns or other weapons, but he said the killing was justified because Brown struck a deputy with his car and nearly ran him over while ignoring commands to show his hands and get out of the vehicle.
Even after backing into a corner with no escape but to maneuver his vehicle directly at the officers, Brown continued the felonious assault by using his vehicle as a deadly weapon and made contact a second time with Deputy Lunsford.
I saw a man clearly trying to avoid any interaction with the deputies or the law enforcement that were there.
Keith Rivers is president of the Passwatank County NAACP. He says Brown was the victim and the deputies should be fired.
The job of a district attorney is to look at any case through the lens of the victim, not to justify the actions of the perpetrators, in this case, which are the sheriff's deputies. Allow the courts to decide that.
Brown's family released a statement calling Womble's decision both an insult and a slap in the face. Attorneys for the family, who also watched body camera footage, said repeatedly Brown was trying to drive away from deputies and pose no threat. Brown's family calls the shooting an execution. Brown suffered five shots to his body, according to an independent autopsy. One bullet hit him in the back of the head. Passwatank County Sheriff Tommy Wooten says in a video statement after the DA's announcement, the three shooting deputies will keep their jobs, but will be disciplined and retrained.
Two deputies did not turn on their body cameras. That's unacceptable. And those deputies will be disciplined. The SOAT team was supposed to have EMS on standby near the scene. While it would not have saved Mr. Brown's life based on his injuries, it's something we should have done better. The deputies will be disciplined for that decision.
Brown's family is demanding release of the body camera footage, and so is the sheriff and the North Carolina Attorney General. Meanwhile, Rivers says they'll keep putting pressure on the government for justice for Andrew Brown Jr. and his family.
Justice sometimes doesn't come as swift as we want it, but justice does come, and it will come.
I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for KPFA.